Hi, this is Paul. I know some of you had questions when I posted on Twitter. The DW Plus moniker showed up on Jordan Peterson's video. Of course, I know who Ben Shapiro is. I've watched some Andrew Klavan. I have a sense of what the Daily Wire channel is about. It's mostly political punditry and commentary and perspective from a particular conservative political posture. But I was curious about what was happening with this Daily Wire Plus. So I asked the question on Twitter, and I got a lot of good answers from some people. You know, I certainly understood that this was a conservative, a group of conservatives having an effort to do something. Jordan Peterson sent out an email along the lines of, I don't know what thing I'm actually signed up for, a joint venture with Daily Wire Plus. Hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to announce a joint venture with Daily Wire Plus, the new streaming service from the Daily Wire. It's my considered opinion that working with this rapidly expanding organization will be mutually beneficial. The partnership will expand the Daily Wire offerings further beyond the merely political and will offer me the possibility of working with a full-fledged production enterprise and develop projects that will be otherwise outside my organizational capacity, as well as provide a buffer against any precipitous action on the part of the organization that currently hosts my content. As many of you know, Jordan Peterson was recently suspended from Twitter over a tweet about the actor Elliot Page and the surgery that she purportedly has had. Peterson commenting on the basically on the morality of surgeons doing this. The Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm, seems to be under stress. One of the aspects of both the abortion debate and the transgender sexual alignment surgery debate is the question of involving or even coercing medical professionals. This includes, if you include psychiatry and psychology as medical professionals, the increasing restrictions around them in this area. And so, on one hand, I see the Daily Wire relationship as, it's a difficulty for me on a couple of different fronts. There was recently a comment on an online forum where someone within the Christian Reformed Church had mentioned that, they had seen that there's this colleague making videos about Jordan Peterson, and so because of how Jordan Peterson had been portrayed by the mass media, by the New York Times and by others as some right-wing ideologue, that I must be doing that. The person then subsequently saw some of the stuff that I had produced around Synod and eventually listened to something and realized I'm not a right-wing ideologue in terms of the American political spectrum. The Christian Reformed Church is a binational organization, which means that our boundaries are not merely the American political spectrum, but also the Canadian political spectrum, and that has impacts on the church. And so he's given a listen to my videos and said, oh, these were actually a lot more helpful than I thought they would be. I have friends on both sides and many sides of many political debates, and part of what I've tried to do with my channel is at least give Jordan Peterson at least give others outside of, let's say, a particular political position an opportunity to listen to Jordan and the points that he makes, because I think the best part of his work goes way beyond a political corner. And so him much more tightly aligning with Daily Wire makes it more difficult for me to have people outside the conservative political fold give Jordan Peterson a fair listen. And so for that reason, I didn't find this new relationship with the Daily Wire particularly welcoming. However, I do understand it in a number of ways. Jordan, again, has been suspended from Twitter. He's got a strike, and Michaela has a thing out, and Dave Rubin has a thing out about that. And I'm not surprised, given, I mean, Jordan particularly shoots from the hip on Twitter sometimes, and I can very much imagine at some point YouTube no longer wanting to host Jordan. And so I think he's been for a long time looking to either create a new platform or find a new platform. And the question as to whether or not there are alternatives to YouTube has been a big one. BitChute is out there. Peugeot puts his videos on BitChute as well as YouTube. Both Peugeot and I put our videos on Odyssey as well as YouTube. Mine are automatically reposted on Odyssey, which is a smaller platform. It's a blockchain platform. And I know that there are, there's a group of people that, for the most part, listen to me on there. I also have my content on a self-pay hosted Podbean, which is platform which is then linked to Apple iTunes and a variety of these other things. I haven't yet put mine on Spotify. There's some tinkering I have to do to get it on Spotify. I have a variety of old audio podcasts that are not in MP3s, and I just have to go through the back catalog and probably just simply erase those. A lot of those are randos conversations because I just used the Zoom audio version and that wasn't an MP3. And so a couple of years ago, I started recoding all of those in MP3. So I just have to go through the back channel and then set some settings in Podbean to have it on Spotify. But I can understand this move for Jordan Peterson as giving him a safe space to keep his channel open. Daily Wire has a segment of their stuff on YouTube, but not everything. Daily Wire Plus, I think, is an attempt to replicate or compete with Disney Plus or Paramount Plus, a lot of these streaming services for smart TVs and to the internet. It is a per-pay system, and I have not at this point paid for it. I pay for a variety of other streaming systems and streaming services, and well, I guess I'll have to do this. This will, and I've been curious about the What is a Woman video. Matt Walsh, I think, is much closer to someone who is putting out predominantly politically motivated content, and I have tended to stay away from that. I tend to find, again, politics is now, religion is always, politics is cents, religion is dollars. For that reason, I've wanted to very much stay in the religious frame and not get too specific and with certain applications in the political frame. I do this because I think it keeps the conversation, looking at Nassim Taleb, for example, with more the Lindy effect. If you keep the conversation in the religious registers, in the always registers, or in the dollars registers, you give people a degree of liberty to apply the sense per their context. And so this channel too, obviously, just by virtue of demographics, 50% of the audience of this channel is in the United States. American politics are, in many ways, because of American imperialism, global politics. The next largest group of listeners to this channel is in Canada. The third largest group is in the UK. And the fourth group after that is in Australia. That, according to the metrics, and then from there on in, the Netherlands, Germany, and other places in the world. So that's part of the reason I try to keep the channel in the religious register, because mileage and contexts vary tremendously, and all of these party alignments don't necessarily really align with other political entities and other places in the world. So, yeah, I've got mixed feelings about this relationship with Daily Wire. I'm afraid it might limit Jordan's audience in the United States and make it easier for many people to dismiss Jordan on political grounds. At the same time, I understand it because, given the fact that, unlike me, who has a day job, he has been pushed out of his vocations as a clinical psychologist and as a university professor. And so he is now making his living as an author and a public intellectual. And if he is dependent upon Twitter and YouTube, that's not a terribly stable platform for him. So I can understand wanting to get to another platform like Daily Wire, and I can understand Daily Wire wanting to get someone like Jordan Peterson in their fold. I think, and obviously Daily Wire wants to extend into other art forms. I have some questions about how well that will work. Ideological driven art has some particular weaknesses. I've played a couple of times on my channel a YouTube video that talks about why so often Christian movies, explicitly Christian movies, are bad movies. And part of the reason for that is that a lot of preachers just sort of use movie as a way to extend their preaching. And it's a mix of genre. Movies that preach too much, whether they're woke or Christian or by whatever ideology, undercut the art form because they basically kneecap the moreness that good art tends to capture. And even though good art tends to be formative, it also affords that moreness, which gives people, I think, an intuitive sense of the reality. I like Verveke's suchness and moreness, and any art that we see that isn't evocative and expansive, but rather overly limiting, tends then to undercut the artistic experience and quality that art has. Part of what I noticed with the Daily Wire was just what I saw at the end of this video, which was,
On openness. So if you were more creative, more mutable, more able to shift shape, let's say, and perhaps more likely to, and I don't know, I don't think there's any data on this, if people who are high in openness are more likely to show some signs of same-sex similar attraction. Wouldn't surprise me if.
I really enjoyed this conversation with Dave Rubin. I thought it was a great example of an open, exploratory conversation, obviously on a subject that is contextual to my denomination. And I thought kudos to both of them, and particularly Dave Rubin, because this was a vulnerable conversation for him, but he is sort of in a tweener space, and that in many ways he's sort of a conservative pundit and ideologue, and he's having to explore a place that goes against a significant amount of his conservative community. So kudos for him. And I'll probably talk about this conversation more in a particular context, but
Yeah, because
it sort of sounds
their
right?
conceptual boundaries are the boundaries are thinner and more porous, so it could easily be the case.
So
And so it could be they all, if there is an overlap there with creativity, that would explain the genetic tilt that would keep homosexuality in the population, but it would also explain what does, especially on the male homosexual front, there does seem to be an axis of creativity there. And so it is the case that, well, certainly at least by stereotypical reputation, there is a higher proportion of gay people among the creative types than you would expect.
So, and this is, this is the kind of, this is part of the reason that Jordan Peterson is so, his voice is so important, because he is willing to ask hard questions that, by virtue of how the public debate and the control over what has now become some of the more important vehicles for public debate, such as Twitter and YouTube, and how the strangulation and prohibition of these hard questions is limiting the further exploration. This is exactly the kinds of questions we want to see someone like Jordan Peterson asking. They are heterodox in terms of the orthodoxies that are strangling high, open, further exploration. And so I can very much understand why having a harbor on, let's say, Daily Wire Plus gives him a degree of protection as he goes into the future, whereas doing stuff on Odyssey, he's also on Odyssey. I don't know if he's on BitChute or not, but some of these alternative platforms haven't really taken off. Part of my pause, though, in this is that Daily Wire Plus is a walled garden. And part of what we want from YouTube and Twitter is, in fact, more of a commons space instead of just competing walled gardens, because competing walled gardens can tend then to accentuate the silo effect. And, okay, so while these kinds of questions are heterodox on Twitter and YouTube, they're not heterodox in particular walled gardens. And so I think we actually do need confessional boundaries in churches are walled gardens. And so I think we do need competing communities and competing walled garden spaces. Yet, I think we also need commons spaces.
So to go into really dangerous territory, then, if we haven't done it so far, I mean, does what you're saying right there sort of show you why they're going after kids right now? So the idea is they're going after kids because they're grooming them. And I think a lot of people think that means they're grooming them for sex. I'm not exactly sure that's right. I think they're grooming them for something more perverse in a way.
If you want to hear the rest of my conversation with Mr. Dave Rubin, please go to dailywireplus.com.
And that's where you get the paywall and the walled garden. And, you know, in terms of the kind of thing I'm trying to do, which is use, you know, via fair use, Jordan Peterson content to facilitate more conversations and ideally in-person conversations, a walled garden like this not only means that in order to watch this, you and I need to give Daily Wire Plus our money, but I can't comment on stuff that's behind the paywall. You know, I've had the situation now where some earlier videos where I had done some commentary, let's say on some Jordan Peterson and Brett Weinstein on Joe Rogan, I can't do that on YouTube because Joe Rogan is defending his copyright. And then I can appeal to YouTube and yada, 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 but I'm just a little operation. I'm not going to take these people to court for fair use. And so, yeah, I've got mixed feelings about this. So I know some people on Twitter asked, well, I was kind of wondering, Paul, what you would think of this. So, well, here's what I think of it so far. Well, obviously, again, I can very much understand in Jordan's position, I can see this as making a degree of sense. But if, let's say, if in fact he does do whatever a new biblical series would be, Daily Wire's going to want at least some exclusives to that, and those exclusives are going to take it out of the public access area. And whereas, you know, behind me are this whole raft of commentaries, yeah, you have to buy those books, but the use of fair use in the printed domain is pretty much settled. And here in YouTube, it's a lot more sketchy. There's a bunch of things that I won't just put into my videos, you know, I can't even, it's a lot harder to deal with Netflix content, anything else from these other streaming services content. So I guess I will have to subscribe to Daily Wire Plus. One of my friends on Twitter is like, what does this mean? That means you're going to have to subscribe to Daily Wire Plus. And it also means that when I watch Daily Wire Plus content, I'm going to be frustrated because I'm going to talk about it as such, and I'm going to try and find little ways around bringing some of that into the channel as Plus, but I'm not going to be able to put Daily Wire Plus content up in a little box and not have Daily Wire via YouTube algorithm go after me and say, block and ban it. You know, even with music, it's so funny because that Living Stones, if you go to our channel and you see, listen to our music, even congregational singing that's recorded and sent out, I get not strikes, but I get copyright notices on the church channel. It's part of the reason I keep it separate. Because, you know, we're singing a song that someone has rights to. So I'm sure financially this is a good deal for Jordan. I'm sure in terms of being able to have some platform stability going forward. You know, he says he wants to broaden Daily Wire Plus. Well, you know, these dynamics of audience capture, they're also real. And if, you know, Jordan's a pretty open guy and he's obviously shown the capacity for transformation, what happens if he runs afoul of Daily Plus ideology at some point? So, yeah, those are my qualms. Some of you wanted to know my thinking. Well, there it is. Let me know what you think in the comments.